Hi, Emily. So it was only a matter of time before Congress turned its attention to the Target credit card breach. And now Senate Banking Committee members, Democrats Robert Menendez of New Jersey, Chuck Schumer of New York, and Virginia's Mark Warner have in a letter called on committee leadership to hold a hearing as soon as reasonably possible on the safety of consumer financial data. The point of the hearing, does Congress need to pass tougher cybersecurity rules? The senators say they want to examine whether market participants are taking all appropriate actions to safeguard consumer data against fraud and identity theft. And specifically in Target's case, how did the hackers penetrate their systems and why did it last more than 2 weeks? No response or date yet on when the hearing might be. The Senate is out of session until January 6th. Emily?
You know, what kind of power does Congress actually have in this space? Or is this just more of a public grilling?
Yeah, so we know lawmakers expect to make an example out of Target. What's less clear, though, is what Congress will actually be able to do, because as you know, they've so far had little luck passing any real cybersecurity reforms. This latest letter, though, to the Banking Committee follows calls from senators urging the Federal Trade Commission to investigate the breach. Standing outside a Target store last week, Senator Menendez said they need to know if the FTC, quote, has the teeth to hold retailers accountable with fines and penalties, and if it doesn't, he and a few others have suggested that they draft legislation to give the FTC that power. Another way Congress could act, the U.S. right now trails other countries in switching from magnetic credit card strips to embedded chips that are harder to compromise. The current target for switching over isn't until the year 2020, so we could see that getting sped up in light of the Target breach. So there are a few options Congress can take here without tackling the bigger issue of U.S. cybersecurity. In the meantime, we'll be waiting for hearings like the one now being called for and results from those ongoing investigations into that Target hack.